Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio.
Lighten up.
Hello and happy day, everyone. I hope that you're enjoying everything that's playing out in your world. And I say that because I know there's all kinds of things changing up and moving around in the world. Things are really shaking up. We're at the end of September. You know, it's been a really interesting energy month. We've been, you know, pushed out of our comfort zones. We've had a lot of past coming up really in the face. We've been really moving through a little bit of an emotional roller coaster this past month. And we're moving forward now into, you know, the tail end of 2016, which from my perspective and my point of view, it's pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to 2016 being over. I'm sure as many of you are, as you've heard me say a million times on the show, 2016 is all about closing of chapters. We're looking at all those endings that are taking place in our life in all kinds of ways, as well as the new beginning. Right? We're in a place of new beginning as well. And 2016 is the year for us to really be moving through, or the energy of the universe really supporting us to move through those endings and those beginnings. And of course, for us little humans, it's not all that much fun. Change can be really difficult. We go into resistance around change, even though we know that change always turns out to be good. It always is in answer to some prayer or some way that we've asked for more in our life. But in the midst of that, that threshold from the ending to the beginning, from the closing of a chapter to the turning of the page to the next chapter, that state, that gap that's in there is really uncomfortable. But it's in that gap where we truly are, I'm going to say, a powerhouse of possibility. Let's play up the big words here. There really is an energy that supports us to make some really conscious, delicious, and great choices in helping and supporting us to move forward. But it doesn't mean we don't get really uncomfortable, and it doesn't mean that, you know, the change itself doesn't come with its own battle scars, so to speak. So really, you know, when we look at ending of things, you know, all things end, you know, seasons come to an end, life comes to an end, you know, in the capacity of understanding we are eternal beings, but that physical presence, you know, that comes to an end. And so there can be, you know, I mean, we can have ends in relationships. We can have an end of a career or an end in a job. There's all kinds of things that, you know, play up. For myself, I look in terms of even being a mom. There was, you know, the roles of who I am as a mom have changed over the years, from being the, you know, the caregiver, you know, 24/7 to now being someone who cares as my kids are all adults now. So it just is, it's funny, you know, when we find our identity, find out who we are in the midst of all those changes, and, you know, about really learning to not only find our way through, but really to embrace the changes that are happening instead of trying to avoid them. Change is one of those things that happens all the time. I mean, everything is energy. And so energy is in constant flow. It's ever changing, ever evolving. We're no different. We're ever changing, ever evolving. I remember listening to a talk that Wayne Dyer did many years ago. And he talked about how we change over the years, how the physicality of our bodies, how even the cells replenish themselves over and over again, that our physical bodies are always in a constant change. And when you look at a picture of who you were as a small child and you line it up year after year after year, there's many changes within the physical form that we take on, but the underlying aspect of who we are is still there. And so change is imminent. Everything from our bodies, you know, I always say I show up in a different body all the time. And so, I mean, that's a part of it too. So if we can really look at the evolution of not only our own life, our journeys, our soul, whatever aspect you want to, talk about with it, there is this constant that continues forward, and it is this constant of change. What I love so much is understanding that, you know, we do have the power of choice. And I think that when we're wanting to move forward in our life in some way, we're always given options. We always have a choice of whether we want to, you know, turn left or we want to turn right, you know, when our page is flipping, you know, what things we want. But we have a difficulty letting go of what was. We have a difficulty in letting go of the relationship, maybe even who we are. I mentioned earlier about the role as a mom. I found it really difficult to figure out who I was in relationship to my children as they were adults. That it's completely, I mean, it shifts and changes. As I said, I'm still their mom, but the relationship changed. And so who I was, the identity that I had of myself in the midst of those relationships was significant in a new beginning of understanding who I am today or who I am as their mom. But the ending of that was really a critical point for me. In fact, when my oldest was graduating, I remember it was a little bit of an upheaval in my life because I had always been a mom. My role as a mom in taking care of his needs and in helping him to, you know, right through grade school and up to graduation, being that confidant, being that friend, being the discipline, you know, what our relationship and what he would need from me completely changed. And I lost me in some way. I had no identity. I couldn't understand who I was at the end of that relationship. Now, it wasn't just the end of the relationship. I don't want to, because I'm still, I have a great relationship with my son. I mean, he's a great man. But I mean, my role in that relationship changed. And so that ending was, you know, in some way really not only affected me on a deep level. I guess pieces of me, you know, I lost, as I said, part of my identity. But in it, as I began to embrace it as a little bit of a new beginning, of understanding that, oh, we have a new kind of relationship, that there is something deeper and more, you know, connected now as adults than, you know, in the mother-child role, that it really started to uncover its own set of blessings. But it's interesting how, you know, when we're in the midst of some sort of major change, you know, we go through all of the uncertainty of things. We go through, you know, change. Especially if we have, and somehow we've had a great loss. Now, whether it be, as I said, a loss of a friend or a loved one, a job, maybe it's financially as well. It could also be, you know, reputation. It could be, you know, your social stature in a community. There's all kinds of things that can happen. It might even be, you know, some things that weren't literally not ready or willing to accept either. And so that there's some really deep human emotions that get activated within us as a result. You know, we feel anguish over a death, especially when someone is really dear to us. You know, it can be difficult to try to cope with a problem or an issue. It's completely normal. And I want you to hear this. It's completely normal to have fear, to be angry, to have doubts or insecurities. This happens in the midst of every kind of change or shift that takes place. It's also completely normal to feel a sense of excitement, a sense of curiosity, or even, feeling a little bit motivated to start taking some steps forward. There's a number of different emotions that can surface, and we can have both the positive stuff and the negative stuff running at the same time. It was really interesting this morning. I was working with a client, and she is working through some issues within her personal relationship. And one of the things that came out under some counseling that she is going through, her counselor had indicated that she needs to put her emotions on the shelf when she's dealing in her relationship, that she needs to put them on the shelf and show up as an adult in the relationship. And she asked me how I felt about that. She asked me from my perspective and how it was that she needed to push aside those emotions so that she could deal with the situation of her relationship. And I happen to be, and then again, there's no right or wrong in anything, but for me, from my point of view and perspective, shoving our emotions aside in any capacity is unhealthy. Denying ourselves to feel is unhealthy. And this comes from a girl who completely turned off her emotions, was completely frozen down, never allowed myself to feel because the pain or the hurt was too much. So the suppression of any emotion, the not dealing with emotions in a healthy way, and that, you know, is detrimental to our physical well-being, our emotional, our mental, as well as our spiritual health. And so emotions of any kind, and you hear me talk about it on the show all the time, that we need to be in it to heal it. We need to be able to honor ourselves for every emotion that stirs up. It's no different when we have an ending of something. We must honor ourselves in the process. We must really allow ourselves to be in the emotion, to be in what it is, and to know that the feelings we feel at any given time are valid, even if what we feel is different from someone else. And so, like my sweet friend this morning, you know, she found a lot of relief in knowing that, you know, she could show up and have a conversation, that it was okay to cry. As I said to her, being able to cry in the midst of a change is actually a beautiful, beautiful gift, because it indicates, one, the level of how much she loves. It indicates how much she cares. It shows how compassionate and beautiful she is, and how committed that she is to moving forward in some positive way within the relationship. We absolutely cannot deny or suffocate any emotions that come up with any kind of ending. We have to embrace our emotions. We have to learn to embrace the change. And there's that essence of acceptance that begins to naturally play up as we move forward through things. Putting our emotions on the shelf and denying how we feel is not heart happy health to me. You know, as we move forward, I think that it's important, as I said, to recognize that every time there's a beginning happening in our life, there really is an ending. Everything is a cycle, and the cycle continues moving forward. And just, you know, as we move forward, to really recognize that because it is a cycle of energy, truly nothing, it doesn't really ever end. We just move forward from it. And that's important to know, too, because we get so devastated with an ending. We see it as such a final aspect of things. But to recognize that it is actually really just the evolving. It's the moving forward from one aspect of life and into another. Just as I've said before, you know, when we die, our physical body, we release the physical body, but we are still eternal. So we are still evolving. We're still moving forward from one form into another, no different than my, you know, example from Wayne Dyer, moving forward from one body into the other, a constant change. And so it is, change is a constant in our life. How we react or how we respond to the change truly is the indication of, you know, how well we do with change itself. I can tell you from my experience that change is always good, that even in the midst of whatever is playing up, in the suckery of it, that there can be this relief and this awareness that happens once we've moved through it. Once the page turns, we're like, wow, okay, now I'm seeing things. Because with every ending, you know, every beginning, it's a part of our evolution, not only of who we are as human beings, you know, the lessons we learn, the new choices we have to make, the new aspects of life or attributes that we want to call out or move forward with. We really do learn a lot about ourselves in this place of constant change. Embracing the new beginning becomes key. There's a lot of change that happens that we have absolutely no say in. But there is so much that is determined by you can call it fate. What happens in terms of these things that in terms of fate, when we say, well, it's just fate playing its card, what it is within those moments is, yeah, fate shows up, but our choice that we make and how we react or how we respond to change is what determines our destiny. That we have in this aspect of ending and beginning opportunity to move into a new paradigm, to move forward into new energy, to move forward into new expansion. We can move forward in a change, and we can repeat the same things over. We can choose the make the same choices we made, you know, the past 10 years and repeat the whole cycle. We have opportunity for it. We can react and not allow ourselves to receive the gift of the change, or we can be in receiving of it, and we can actually, you know, find the gift and the blessing and the good that can evolve and grow from that decision and that choice in the moment, based on the circumstances of fate or our choice to alter the course of our destiny. So, this is such good stuff. And, you know, this is, I have all this information just like pouring in from the heavens in terms of this conversation. And so, you know, when we look at any journey, when we look at some of the challenges, if you can imagine, you know, life is kind of this continuum where we seem to finish one race and then we start another one. And so if you can look at this evolving of who we are, and as we change and have a new beginning, and as we find that comes to an end, and then we do the change and we have this new beginning, as we are on this continuum, if you can think it's just a race, you know, maybe the first time we ran the race, we were on foot. The second time we got a bicycle, you know, the third time we got, you know, a cute little car that, you know, barely made it on around the block. We might have, you know, as we go through and start to make new choices, new advancements within our journey, within our new beginnings, when we're understanding the lessons and we're learning and we're healing and we're moving into our wholeness and we're moving into this place of congruence, that we all of a sudden end up in a supercharged sports car, and it actually makes things like so much faster. And so if you can just look, you know, look at life as just a new opportunity to begin again. And, you know, I know I had to throw that in there. Of course, we have, you know, I have my retreat coming up in November. If you're not registered for it yet, I really want to encourage you to do that. I have a great promo on right now before September 30th. There's a savings of $150 off your tuition. If it's something you're interested in, get in touch with me and I can set you up with that. But the reality is that with every ending and every beginning, we are beginning again. We have these new opportunities, and no matter what we've lived through, no matter how unclear our journey is in the aspect of totality of any spiritual journey, we have a new sense of who we are. We have a new sense, perhaps, of purpose. And even though there's times where we've struggled, where we've been on our hands and knees and barely making it, you know, we've dealt with disappointment and the frustrations, and maybe we've been disillusioned in some way, or it turns out to be different than what we think. Within the aspects of that journey, the one illuminating event, we realize the lesson. We have the opportunity to choose a new path. And as we do that, we are beginning again. Every breath we take, we begin again. Every day we wake up is a new beginning. Every single moment where we're in a place of conscious choice and choosing more for ourselves, we are changing our destiny. Fate is something that is called forward to us, but how we choose determines our evolution. It determines where we're going, whether we're going to be doing this on foot or whether we're going to be in that supercharged sports car and moving forward a little faster and a little bit more joy-filled in life. So every aspect of your journey, my journey, you know, there's parts of different cycles. There's opportunity, you know, to turn left instead of right. And I think this is what's so beautiful, is that all roads lead to the same place. And that when we understand that even within the power of choice, that we have this innate little navigation system inside of us, our soul, that actually knows what it's here for, and that every choice that we make is the right one. It is the one that takes us to growth. It is the one that takes us to expansion. It is the one that supports us in achieving and aligning with the goals of our soul. It's what calls forward to us everything that has already been created in every aspect of our life, that we allow ourselves to move or step forward in our journey, to realize, to truly relax, and to know that our soul, the angel that we are, we've got this. There can only be good. There can only be success. It's not possible to make the wrong decision. It's not possible to make the wrong choice. It's not possible to turn the wrong direction. We're right on course all the time. Our path is absolutely illuminated, and our soul is taking us there. We have some funky human experiences along the way, but then again, that's what we're here for. We're here for the contrast. We're here for that deliciousness in terms of the evolution of the soul. Now, the soul, you know, that authentic self of who we are, we truly are. Not about the needing to do it. I really truly believe we are constantly becoming our most authentic self. We are constantly becoming who we are in this world, because just as our physical body changed from the time that we were an infant to where we are today, it was in a state of constantly becoming. And our physical body will continue to change over the years to come. And it's no different within the journey of a soul. It's a constant becoming. It's a constant learning. It's a constant ending and a constant new beginning. And when we can align with our true North Star, and we can deal with the emotions that play up and feel how we need to feel and express that in healthy ways that are, you know, that are helping us to really honor and nurture ourselves, I mean, that's the key. We continuously become who we are. And as we become who we are, we ultimately remember who we are. It's an evolutionary spiral with every single lesson. It's this opportunity to, you know, even when we don't know where we're going, that we begin to understand that every aspect of it, that we will reach every level of healing we need to reach, that we will eventually complete every single cycle. It happens easily. It can happen effortlessly. But it is a process of also relinquishing the need for control. And let's face it, us little humans, we like to be in control. I know I certainly do. You know, I joked the other day about handing in my resignation to God, because it was like, wow, this is, my life is not quite going the way that I expect it to go, the way that I want it to go. Things are a little different than what I would prefer. And so, you know, when you look at handing, it's like, wow, I'm completely done. I want to throw in the towel. I want to tell you what, that is the greatest thing you can ever do, is to give up the doing of everything and just to allow yourself to relinquish the control and to know that on every, in every way and in every aspect, that you are being supported, you are making the right choices, you will get to exactly where you need to be in this lifetime, that you don't need to rush anything, you don't need to push anything, you don't need to resist anything, that you can welcome the deliciousness of every aspect of your life, and it's all going to be okay. And not only is it okay, actually everything is 110% well. There's nothing wrong. There's, as I said, you know, if you tuned into last week's show, we're not broken. There's nothing to heal. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing that we need to be doing other than finding our alignment, following and focusing on our true north, and really showing up and loving ourselves and loving other people in every single moment. Love ultimately is what we're seeking in our life, whether it's love of other people, but, you know, the love of the universe. Being in alignment with that energy and that force is the true north. And in that way, you actually are moving down the track. You're on the journey. You can truly relax. You can enjoy things a little bit. You can seek the pleasure of some of the discomfort that might come up, to recognize that it's showing up for you. And I love that. Isn't that yummy to know that life is showing up for you, that everything that we're going through is actually here to help us to grow, for our little soul to stay on path, to stay connected and true to who we are. It's all a remembering of our most divine aspect of who we are, that little angel that exists in all of us, where we can turn down the ego, the lower aspects, the pain, the suffering, and all of the ways that it says we can't, and bring into alignment this new beginning, embracing this change and the realization that we are right on course, that everything is happening exactly as it needs to be, that fate shows her card, and that we have the opportunity to respond and change the course of our destiny. I'll be back with more after the commercial.
This week's episode, Danger at the Old Well.
Last one to the old well's a rotten egg. Ha ha, I win. Whoa! Ah! Sassy! Johnny fell down the well.
I'm wet.
What, Sassy? You know where Mr. Gunderson keeps his rope? Go get it, girl. What? You'd rather use this time to set people straight about shelter pet adoption?
I'm cold.
People shouldn't be afraid to adopt from a shelter? Because shelter pets are screened for sound health and temperament?
I'm wet and cold!
Sassy, what about Johnny? What? Let Johnny sit in the well until he learns to be more self-reliant? Sassy!
What'd he say?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
Come to the forest. It's a place not so far away. A place where you don't have to mow the lawn or babysit.
I saw lizards and squirrels and bugs.
Ladybugs, caterpillars. It's really cool, actually.
A place where you don't have to make time for free time.
Lots and lots of kinds of species here.
Out here, you may even meet the mysterious creature known as the other you. The enchanted you.
It's magic what flowers do.
The adventurous you.
My favorite tree, yes, that one.
The free-to-be-me you. Ask your parents to take you to this not-so-far-away place. Come to the forest, where the other you lives. But first, stop by discovertheforest.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Instado. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio.
So, you know, we're talking about endings and beginnings and the cycle of change. And I think ultimately, you know, it's to kind of take a look at this thing called life. And to notice that we have little pit stops along the way. You know, I use the analogy of the vehicle, you know, of how we move from one mode of transportation into the other. But every once in a while, you know, life causes us to have a little bit of a pit stop. And so it's in those moments, you know, how do we handle that? How do we really go into this place of being able to, you know, embrace this journey to understand? And as I said, you know, earlier, that everything is here to help us. Once we understand that life is the journey, we stop trying to find the end. There, we can find the beauty of it in every way that we can start really enjoying the ride and understanding that these pit stops are happen as a result to actually bring more blessings into our life. It's an opportunity for us to receive something, that this is like Christmas, you know, all the time, that there are so many gifts along this path with every single new beginning, with every end of one cycle and into the other. It is the learning. It's what we're here for. This life that we curse, this life that drives us nuts, this life that frustrates and pains us, it's here. This is what we've signed on for. This is what the journey is. Everybody talks about a spiritual journey, the purpose of the journey. This is it. All of this mucky stuff that we go through, all of the joy and all of the sadness, all of the, you know, the peacefulness, all of the unrest, it's a part of it all, the whole equation. It's everything that is light and dark, and it is the balance of those two energies, the balance of it that actually causes things to evolve in our life. It's this duality that we have play out. It's everywhere. It's a part of being human. And the sooner that we can accept it, the more that we can then move forward in, you know, I don't want to use metamorphosis or transformation. I mean, those are words that are used all the time, but it really is this great becoming of who we are, this remembering of every aspect of that, the angel that exists inside of us, our true North Star, the divinity that we are, the love that we are, and to know that we signed on to for this. It takes a pretty liberated soul to sign up and say, yes, I want to go to Earth and I want to go and experience all of the schmucky stuff that plays out, because that looks like so much fun. I think our souls are so naive, right? Highly liberated. So I want to be able to help you in terms of, you know, looking at, so how do we deal with this, with major changes? How do we move with grace and with ease from one ending and into, to flip that page to start the new beginning? How do we ultimately be in the gap in and really, you know, evolve or really come out shining through the process? So like with anything, you know, and I go back to that every single time, it really is about caring for yourself in physical ways, caring for yourself, whether it be snuggling up in a blanket, a cup of hot tea, what, you know, maybe it's even going and exercising, going for a walk, anything that can help us to physically nurture ourselves in some sort of capacity is the number one step in helping to ease that gap. That ability to show up, to be our own best friend, to give ourselves the care and the attention that we need in a physical way that is comforting is so important. You know, it's right up there with the nutritional choices, the honoring of ourselves, taking care of us, mind, body, and spirit through every gap. Through every, our gap, you know, that place where we're hanging out in uncertainty, that place where we're between here and there, needs or it calls us, like every experience, to love ourselves a little bit more. And so that's ultimately caring for ourselves is the immediate. You know, if you have to imagine snuggling into, you know, into your bed, curling up, you know, in a cocoon, whatever it is, to give yourself the aspect of nurturing, to really be gentle, to really recognize that you are this sweet, innocent, you know, little soul that is here learning some lessons, and to really, you know, cut yourself some slack. the other part of it really goes right into, you know, what I talked about earlier. It's really about allowing ourselves to grieve. And I know it sounds funny. I'm like, wow, grief, really? But the thing that happens for us, it doesn't matter what situation is playing out, whether, as I said, it's a job, whether it's a marriage, a relationship, whether it's the actual death of someone we love, everything creates an emotional loss for us. And in that emotional loss comes grief. It's a part of a process. It's a part of being human, and it's a natural response to any change. That's why we dig in our heels, why we have a temper tantrum, and why we don't, and I say we when I really mean I, why, you know, we're not allowing it to be easy, because it's the grief. It's that natural human response, and so it is a process. You will cycle, absolutely, through the denial, through the anger, through the sadness, until we're in a place of being in acceptance of it. And just by experiencing the feelings that we feel will help us pass through the gap with a lot more grace, a lot more ease, because again, grieving is a natural part of the process. I don't want, you know, and again, it's like we, with every change, there are aspects of our own self that, you know, that change. There's an identity. You know, I go back to talking about when my son had graduated, I was in a little bit of an identity crisis. There was a part of me for grieving for the role that I had as his mother, you know, in those earlier years. And so it was important to just allow for that sadness, to really get real with what I was feeling, to get real with what was happening right now in this moment, and letting yourself to be there. We can't be passive about it. We can't just pretend it's not happening. We cannot, or oh my goodness, put our emotions on the shelf so we can show up and be an adult. It's just, you know, we get to have, you know, have those emotions. I think with every ending, with every new beginning, there's aspects of, you know, hopes for our future. We have fears about our future. There's so much unknown. And so the other part of it is really about focusing into the right now. Mindfulness becomes so important. Where are you right now? You know, where are you in your life? Sitting there in the chair listening to me, in your vehicle. You know, it doesn't matter where you are, but be present in that moment. Be present with what's around you, and to know that in this moment, you're going to be okay. You're still breathing. You know, you've made it this far. So it really, you know, sometimes we have to live out those moments, you know, even if it's 10 minutes every day, to bring ourselves into mindfulness, to bring ourselves into presence with our own self. And so those three things, those would be what I would refer to as the immediate things that in helping yourself in the midst of that gap. As I said, caring for yourself, doing whatever you need to bring some comfort, allowing the emotions, the grief that may be playing up, allowing yourself to find your way through to a place of acceptance. And that can happen over, you know, a course of a few days. Sometimes it may take a few weeks. For others, it takes a few years. And that's okay. You're right on course. Your soul is exactly where it needs to be. There's nothing that you need to do or change or push to make happen faster. Right on course. Everything is so divinely aligned. And mindfulness, being where you are, even in the midst of the lost, the hopelessness and the hopes, the fears of the unknown, nothing is more important than your moment in right now. That's it. This moment. Everything else was and everything else will be. So just to breathe there and just to be there, you know, it's really, I think it gives us the opportunity to just to slow down. And even though sometimes, you know, we don't like to slow down because it actually feels like it makes the whole situation more painful, but it is really in the ability to be able to give up the fight of our feelings and to just allow ourselves that opportunity to be there in the pain, to be there in our tears, to be there in what feels like the absolute worst case scenario of our life is actually what calls forward our new beginning and our ease and our relief even quicker. Denying any aspect of what we're going through just prolongs the process. That's it. And if you want to get in that sports car, you're going to, you know, and drive around and in your life really, you know, in quicker ways, you know, it's about getting into the muck, getting into the middle of all of it, getting into it so that you can move through it so much faster. All right. So we move forward for that. So, you know, again, there's so much discomfort. There's so much uncertainty. And as I said, you know, we feel like we in a process of adapting to it, this change that in some way that we're losing control. But I'll tell you what, if you can allow that in the letting go of the control or the relinquishing of the control, it actually puts us into flow. It actually takes us from feelings of restlessness and impatience or frustration and brings us into a place where it's like, okay, everything's going to be okay. It's a little different than what I expected, but all is well. You know, I'm okay. I'm still breathing. It gives us the opportunity to shift, you know, more into alignment with who we are. So there are things, of course, that, you know, in that aspect of control that, I mean, there are some things we can control. There truly are, with the choices that we're making, as I talked about, you know, that earlier. But acceptance is one of those things that come from letting go of the things we can't control. It is what it is. It is what it is not. It just is. I did a talk at a women's conference a couple of years ago, and I brought that analogy to the table. It is what it is. It is what it is not. It just is. And I had a lady that was very upset with that. She said, "How can you say that? We have some of the worst case scenarios playing out in our life right now, and you're asking me to just be okay with it?" And I know I looked at her and I felt so compassionate for where she was coming from. And I acknowledged her. I acknowledged her pain. I said, "I understand, you know, why you may feel that. But what I'm here to do is help you to bring relief to what you're feeling." And being able to look at something and to say it is what it is allows for acceptance. We're not looking for anything about it to be different. We're not looking for anything other than what is being revealed to us. By saying it is what it is not, is allowing all those things that we wish it could be, or that we think it should be, or where our sense of control, you know, if we had that sense of control and how it would look, we have a list of it. And we just get to say, it's none of those things. It is what it is. And it's none of those things that I expected it to be. It just is. That's acceptance. And it takes us some time to get to make that connection, to be able to allow the to feel the difference within those factors in terms of allowing for there to be acceptance. But it truly is what brings the emotional freedom, the relief that we're looking for. We feel less anxious when we can allow ourselves to differentiate between what we had hoped and dreamed it would be to what it actually is. I really want to encourage you as well to keep a journal. For those of you that have coached with me or in any way, you know how keeping a journal has been so important, not only in my own journey, but, you know, in your journey as well. And so we get to have a journal where we can just express ourselves, writing our emotions, writing how we feel, reflecting on any experiences that we're having. Writing in a journal helps us to process them. And we can actualize some internal strength here. And we maybe can start to give ourselves a little bit more credit. You know, that's really what the process of journaling helps us to do. But what's so important, and I know for so many of the journalers out there, we are encouraged to write a gratitude journal, to keep a gratitude journal, to write all the things that we're grateful for. And when we're dealing with the human condition, it's really difficult to find things to be grateful for when we're in the middle of all of the suckery. And so I really encourage my clients as well. I mean, I do it as a normal practice as well, is to have a separate journal, to have a journal that allows you to express the unexpressible emotions, to not try to control, just to relinquish any need to get it right, just to sit down and write every emotion, everything that you feel, not worry about grammar, not worry about, getting into the muck of it, writing the anger, writing the pain, allowing yourself to get real with what you're experiencing in your journal. And when you've reached a point of absolute exhaustion, then you go to a gratitude journal. You need to have a separate journal where you can write all of the pain and the misery and write all of the things that are unpleasant, and then tear it up, rip out the pages, burn it. I know so many people that journal, that put all the mucky stuff as well as the gratitude stuff all in one journal, but then they don't want to throw out their journals because they're pretty and there's so much to be grateful for in them. But they're hanging on to the old energy of the pain as well. And so that way, if you can look at separating your journals to having one for the muck and to having one for the joy or for the gratitude, you're going to find that you'll get to keep those gratitude journals and the energy about them is so, so much better. It's so much more lighthearted, and we get rid of the other stuff. We get, don't analyze what you write. Just write. Just put it all out there. Don't worry about your spelling. Don't censor anything. Just let yourself pour it out and then throw it away. Rip those pages out, burn them, put them through a paper shredder. Doesn't matter. You're just clearing out the energy. It's one way to find some relief when you're in the midst of the gap. So keeping a journal, like I said, the good stuff and the not so great stuff is really important. But keeping a journal of only the good stuff is what you want to do. You want to get rid of all of hanging on to all of that other stuff in between. All right. So, wow, there's so much. Oh my gosh. Okay. I also want to make sure important is about developing a small routine for yourself. We have different habits every single day. We wake up, our alarm clock goes off at a certain time. We eat the same kind of breakfast or we eat at the same time. We get ready for our day. Everything is a little bit of a ritual or routine. We literally take the same, streets to work every day. We know which lights to go through. We have our favorite way of going. And so when you're in the midst of some changes happening in your life, it really helps to stay in a way of staying really grounded and connected to yourself. It helps with accepting change is for you to develop a new routine in the morning. So, again, maybe having, getting up, 15 minutes earlier, maybe reading for as soon as you wake up instead of jumping out of bed, grabbing your book. Many of us read before we go to bed, but maybe reading first thing in the morning. Taking an opportunity, perhaps it's meditation for you in the morning. Maybe you've always wanted to meditate and you have all of the reasons why you have no time to meditate. So maybe it's about waking up a little bit earlier and having some ritual where you're really honoring the beautiful, sweet soul that you are. First thing in the morning, maybe instead of getting up and going to make coffee right away, maybe instead, you went and, outside for a breath of fresh air. There's different things that you can do in simple things, small things. As I said, even taking a new route to work helps us to remain in flow. It helps us to find some comfort and have that aspect of feeling like we actually do have some say in our life. And that's important, where we feel like we're able to, not only are we processing the change and the new beginning, but we're allowing ourselves to bring forward a sense of control. because us little humans, I'll tell you, we love to know we're in charge. So again, take a look at the routines that you've developed. You know, look at just trying something a little bit differently. Something, you know, this has really helped me in creating some stability, but it's also helped me in allowing myself to stay in flow with the changes instead of getting into resistance of change. And I think most importantly, and this comes down, is, you know what, find your tribe, find your group of people who can love and support you. Talking to someone about what you're going through, someone, you know, close to you that you can entrust to listen, to support, and to love you through. So often we feel like we're all alone, that no one will understand. And yet when we can communicate to those who are close to us or those that we hold dear, we're able to love and support each other through. And so just because the journey might be a little bit different, it doesn't mean that the people we talk to haven't in some way gone through their own struggles, that there may be some way that they can support and help and love us so that we can move forward in our, you know, through our changes. To know that we're not alone is such a beautiful gift. I mean, of course we're not. We have all of heaven supporting us. The whole universe is in support of us. If we could see the amount of support that we have in every situation we go through in life, we would never be afraid. But as humans, we are. And so being able to reach out to a group of people, a friend, a partner, you know, a family member, someone that you can just be you with, someone who can hear you, who can listen, where we get to complain. I'll tell you what, that is the one thing in terms of we can't be positive all the time. And there are some really beautiful processes, the conscious complaining, being able to allow ourselves an opportunity to complain without feeling guilty, to complain and be upset, is again the expression of aspects that help us in dealing with change. We get to complain. It's okay to complain. We are not in a place, I mean, the universe is always responding. It's always listening. By law of attraction, creation is happening all the time. And guess what? We get to have thoughts. We get to complain. We get to have negative thoughts. We get to have nasty thoughts. We get to get angry and upset. And it does not interfere with what is playing out in the universe, because it's the energy, the emotional charge behind our desire that activates everything. It's not about the words, whether we're being positive or negative. It's not about stopping our thoughts and making sure we're only having positive ones. It's about connecting with people with similar experiences where we get to complain, where we get to cry, where we get to admit that change is hard, but also to help us in not feeling alone, in not being isolated and, you know, hanging on by a thread. Because sometimes, depending on what is ended and what is beginning, it can feel like that's all we've got. So no matter what's playing out, as I said, change is inevitable. We go through different stresses. We all have anxiety. There's so much, you know, I have the conversations with people. I hear them. I, you know, talk with them who all admit to the fact that we suffer in some way from stress and from anxiety. We hear more about people's stress and more about people's anxiety than we ever have before. The fact is, we all have stress. We all, it's normal, it's completely normal for as humans to feel anxious about change. But ultimately, it's what we do in the gap. It's what we do in the moment where fate plays her card that we have the power to choose and to respond in order to move us forward within the creation of a destiny. So when you can understand every single emotion, little human, that you express, everything that you feel, everything that you think is perfect. You're not broken. You nothing you need to change. There's nothing that needs to be fixed, to let go of, or to be healed. You just need to love yourself a little bit more through everything. All right, my sweet friends, again, big love to each and every one of you that are tuning in. Make sure to go to my website. I'd love to see you at the Experience Yourself Retreat this November. Bye for now.